sometimes in Christianity, well, not sometimes, most of the time in Christianity, there's something missing. You know, a lot of people don't really walk in the full awareness of God's presence. They don't walk in the fullness of God. I don't walk in the fullness of it. I'm reaching for it. But how many knows that there's different degrees of glory that you can walk in? There's different degrees, but there's a link, there's a key that if we can understand this one key tonight, it will make all the difference in the world in your walk with God. One thing that I've learned over the years is what I'm going to be talking about tonight, that this is what's made the difference in the ministry. And I'm going to be talking about faith tonight. How many knows that the thing that makes the difference in your life is your faith in God? Without faith, the Bible said you'll make shipwreck. Without faith, without true biblical faith that comes from God, you're just dead religion. You know, you're just going to church and going through the rituals and going through the motions. But whenever it's real faith that's motivating you, it will be a life-changing experience, and you will experience the hand of God in your life, and you will see God answer prayer. You'll see God move mightily in your life. Because real faith in God comes from God. It's something that comes from God. The Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The Bible said the just shall live by faith. And He said, if any man draws back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. And so the key of faith is one of the most important things, because faith makes God real. Faith makes the things of God real. Faith energizes you. The Bible talks about all, in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, it talks about all the exploits that took place, all the men of God. It said, by faith, Abraham was moved by God, and he did this and he did that. By faith, Moses forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king. But he esteemed the riches of Christ greater riches than all the pleasures and riches of Egypt. Faith made him do that. Did you know faith will make you resist sin? Faith will cause you to resist the devil. Faith will cause you to overcome. It said this is the victory that overcomes the world, even your faith. Faith is something that motivates us and energizes us and changes us and causes us to be a life-changing person, that when somebody comes in contact with you, you can make an impression on their life that will forever change them. God wants us to be life changers. And see, the only way we can be life changers is if we really understand what it means to be in faith and to walk with God in faith. Because unbelief creeps into people's lives. And see, the devil knows exactly what it takes for you to have power with God. I mean, the devil knows. I mean, he's in the spirit realm. He knows that he knows what where real faith and real power comes from. And he knows how to cause you to move away from that to flesh, to sin. Because, see, sin always takes you away from faith. Self, trying to do things your own way, will take you away from God's way. You know, but the devil knows that. He knows the keys and the things it is to tempt you to move you away from faith. And also, did you know that you can be moved away from faith and not even realize you're being moved away from it? Unbelief can creep into your life slowly to where that you don't realize it's coming in. Unbelief, it's like you don't feel any different. You don't think, well, I don't not believe God. I believe in God. I believe God's real, and I believe this and I believe that. But the only way you can tell that you have unbelief is by the fruit that it produces. When God starts seeming like God's not real to you, when you start not having a desire to pray, and you don't have a desire to read the Word of God, you don't have a desire to go to church and be around other godly people, when you don't have it, when you don't seem like that the things of God is real, I'll turn that off. Excuse me. It's on do not disturb. I don't know how it did that. But anyways, real faith, but unbelief will creep into our lives to try to move you away from faith in God. I want you to look with me to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. It says, now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Let's drop on down and see in verse 6. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Did you know that real faith starts with your relationship with God? Real faith starts with your relationship to God. When you seek to get closer to God, when you seek him, he said, seek and you shall find, and knock and the door shall be open, ask and you shall receive. When you start seeking after God, faith starts to rise up inside of you. When you start seeking after, when you start fasting and praying and reading the Word and seeking after God, faith automatically starts rising up. Something on this, when you on purpose turn away from sin, when you know something is wrong and faith, did you know faith causes you to turn away from sin? That's what the Bible says. It said that Moses turned away from Egypt, esteeming the riches of Christ greater riches than the pleasures of Egypt, the riches of Egypt. But faith will cause you to turn away from sin. But see, it starts with a relationship with God. There's something about obeying God. When you do what God tells you to do, faith just rises up in your heart. I don't know how to explain it, except that I couldn't tell you how many times that God has spoke to me to do something. Sometimes I might fight against it and just resist, and then finally I say, okay, Lord, I'll do it. And as soon as I would do it, it's like faith would rise up in my heart. I remember one time I was having a physical problem in my body, and I had an appointment with this doctor in Birmingham. And I had said, if I find out what's wrong with me, I know a lot of other people that's got this same problem. And I said, I'm going to tell them to go see that same doctor that I'm going to go see if it helps me. And so the Lord spoke to me, and I had to get an appointment with this doctor like a month ahead of time. And so I was looking forward to going. And so when it was almost time for me to go, the Lord spoke to me and he said, I don't want you to go to that doctor. He said, I want to be the one that heals you. And when he said that to me, it was like, no, I want to go see this doctor, Lord. I want to get better. I want to go see this doctor. And he said, I want you to send everybody to me. He said, I want you to send everybody to me. And I said, okay, Lord, if that's what you want, then I won't do it. I won't go. And I didn't go to the doctor. I canceled my appointment. And something happened. When I started praying for people, they started getting healed. I mean, I remember I was preaching at Brother Tim's church, and it was right at the time when I had just canceled that appointment. Somebody came up for prayer, and I prayed for them, and they got healed. Somebody else come behind them, I prayed for them, and they got healed. And it was just like you could just feel faith all in the place. And I said, Lord, why is this happening? He said, because you obeyed me. So see, faith started in obedience. See, and so a lot of times an act of obedience many times will create an atmosphere for faith to grow. And it will cause, and then an act of faith will create a supernatural event. When you move in faith, it causes a supernatural event to take place. When the woman with the issue of blood, she said, "If I can but touch the hem of his garment, I know I will be made whole." And she pressed her way through the crowd, and she touched the hem of his garment, and she was made whole. But see, it was an act of faith, because Jesus said, "Who touched me?" And he said, I perceive that virtue has gone out of me. And it was faith. It said it was by faith that she did this. But she pressed her way through. But an act of faith created a supernatural event. She was healed. Her blood issue disappeared. But faith will cause God to move in our life like never before. And obedience will cause faith to get stronger. Did you know that your immune system, let me say it like this. You can understand spiritual things by natural things. There's a parallel between the two. God created natural things. He created these bodies of ours, but he also created a spirit. He created spiritual things that you can't see, but there's a parallel. They're similar. And just like in the natural, he created an immune system in our body so that our bodies could fight off disease and sickness and things like this. Did you know that your body, there's things trying to kill you right now? But because your immune system is working, it's stopping it from killing you. If your immune system shuts down, don't work anymore, you can die. Something can take you out just easily, because your immune system works. But did you know that sometimes the things you eat affect your immune system? It might not affect it if you just went out and ate a hamburger tonight or ate a hot dog tonight. It probably wouldn't affect your immune system tomorrow. But you know what? If you'd done it every day for a year or two, after a while it would start affecting your immune system. It would start affecting you. Did you know that the same thing's true spiritually? The things we eat, if we eat it all the time, it's going to affect your faith. Because, see, your faith is like your immune system. It protects you. It keeps you. It keeps you alive. The Bible said the just shall live by faith. And so, you might not think of, whatever we partake of, like if we're eating something in our body, we're partaking of it. But if we're thinking thoughts, did you know you're partaking of that thought? If you're reading stuff, if you're watching TV, if you're listening to things and thinking stuff, if you think stuff all the time that's negative, and you're looking at things all the time that's tearing down your faith, you know what? Over time, your spiritual faith is going to deteriorate. And you won't even know why. You'll say, "Well, I don't know why my faith ain't like it used to be." It's what you eat. You're eating the wrong thing. You're thinking the wrong thing. People says, "Well, I went out and got drunk last night and went to church today and I felt fine. I felt the Lord." But you know what? If you keep doing that, you ain't going to feel it long. Why? Because things that you do will eventually start building up in your life, and it'll choke out the life of God and move you off in a different direction. And this is what I think's happened to a lot of people, that their faith has been affected by what they eat. Their faith has been affected, not what you eat naturally, but what you eat spiritually or what you didn't eat. How many knows you need nutrition? You need something that gives you some nutrition. And when you eat nutritious food, it strengthens your body. When you eat stuff that strengthens your faith, and things that strengthens your faith is the Word of God, the presence of God, obedience to God. When you obey God, it's like Jesus said, "I have meat to eat that you don't even know about." And they said, "How do you have meat to eat that we don't know about?" He said, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me. And I remember one day that the Lord told me to do something, and I went and did what he told me to do. And after I did it, I felt so full, like I just ate. I remember it felt so good. I felt like I just ate a full course meal. And then I knew that scripture that Jesus said, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me. And so when you do the will of God, it feeds your faith. It feeds your spirit. It makes you stronger. But you think about people that never do the will of God. You think about people that go to church, but they don't resist the devil. The Bible says, resist the devil, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. But did you know that if you don't resist, if your immune system isn't strong, it's hard for you to resist. You know, if your faith is not strong, it's hard to resist the devil. It's hard to resist things. It's like it's easier to give in. If you give in one time, it's easier to give in the next time. And so you think that it doesn't matter. But see, it really does. See, we need to take a stand to take back our faith. We need to take a stand and say, I'm gonna feed my faith. I'm gonna starve my doubt. I'm gonna starve the enemy out of my life. I'm not gonna feed him no more. You know, I'm going to feed the Word of God in my life, and I'm going to seek after God. I'm going to obey God, because there's nothing like obeying God. As a matter of fact, when you obey God, everything that you need is on the road of obedience. When you're obeying God, God will meet the needs in your life, whatever the needs are, but you must obey Him. Because see, what happens is we think that we can figure it out better than God does. We think we can handle things. We say, oh, Lord, I can handle this. I'll take care of it. We might not say it with our mouth, but really that's kind of what we think. And we think, well, I can handle this. I can do it myself. I don't need the Lord. But we really need the Lord to do things in our life by faith. I mean, if we live by faith, faith will sustain you. Faith will protect you. Faith will feed you. Faith will bring, he said, all things are possible to him that believeth. That means that when the doctor says there is no hope for you, there is hope. When the lawyer says they're going to take your house, they can't take your house. When the judge says you're going to jail, God says you're not going to jail. When God intervenes, when there's no money to pay your light bill, and all at once you say, Lord, I know you can meet this need, and all at once you get a phone call and somebody says, I'm sending you some money. Why? Because that you obeyed God. I remember years ago that I was working with some guys in Birmingham, and we were digging up some old pipeline and cast iron, and the company that we were digging it up for come out and said, y'all save all this cast iron, said, we're going to come pick it up. And so as soon as he left, my boss said, oh, y'all load it up and take it and sell it. He said, we'll split the money. And so I said, well, that's stealing. I said, because he just told us that he wanted us to keep it. He said, well, do you not want the money? And I said, no. I said, no, I don't. But I needed it worse than anybody out there. And so the boys, they sent the money. They went and sold the stuff and come back. And everybody on the job was getting like $50 or $100 every day, extra. And I wasn't getting anything. And they was like, here, brother, here's your part. And I said, no. Just keep it. I don't want it. Because I felt like it was stealing if I took it. But see, faith was what was making me do that. And so finally I said, Lord, you're going to have to help me here. I said, I need some money, but I don't want to steal it. I don't want to take it like this. I got a phone call from a friend of mine that had moved to Charlotte, North Carolina. And they said, Brad, do you need some money? He said, I was praying today and said, the Lord told me to send you some money. Way up in Charlotte, North Carolina. And they said, we done put a letter in the mail. It's on its way. I said, glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, but it was like when you see God do that, when you know that you stood for what's right, and then you see God move on your behalf. See, that's the thing about it. Sometimes we stand for what's right, but then we don't expect God to do anything. But see, He's going to move on our behalf. But see, faith will make God move. I mean, faith will not make God, but faith. God wants to do things in our life. The Bible said the just shall live by faith, but if any man draws back, my soul will have no pleasure in him. See, God wants to have pleasure. It's His pleasure to bless you. It's His pleasure to see you overcome and come out victorious when everybody else is making fun of you. You know what? People that you work around, they need to see how God moves in your life. I was thinking about this the other night that we need to be a link that links people to God. See, when wherever we go, we need to be walking with God in such a way that when people sees us, they see us representing God. And we need to make it appear to people that it's easy to reach God. Because a lot of people don't know how to reach God today. A lot of people, you know, they try to reach God. But see, we need to be able to help people reach God. And we can by faith. God can move mightily in our life. But just like with our immune system, what we think, if we think negatively all the time, it's going to affect your spirit. You know, if you talk negatively, if you watch negative stuff all the time and you feed on stuff like that, it's going to affect you. How many knows God is a positive God? The only thing people says, well, you don't need to preach that negative stuff. The only time God is negative is when He's trying to tell you something negative to make you positive. He's wanting a positive result in your life, but sometimes He has to tell us something negative to get our attention. But if the reason He does, some people don't want to be told they're doing anything wrong, even though they might be right in the middle of the worst thing they ever done. They want God to pat them on the head and say, "Good job, you're doing good." But see, sometimes God has to rebuke us. Sometimes God has to chastise us, and so when He does, we need to take it by faith and say, "Lord, I'm going to take this rebuke and I'm going to turn it around and it's going to be something positive." When the woman with the issue, I mean not the woman, when Elijah come to the woman and her son that was fixing to make her last meal and her son, he represented God to her. And he told her, he said, "Make me something to eat." And she said, all I've got is just enough for me and my son, and then we're going to eat it and die. He said, "Make me one first." He said, "Then your meal barrel will not run dry." And she believed the word of God, this man said. And she did what he said, and her meal barrel did not run dry for 3.5 years, and the oil didn't run dry. But see, he was representing God to her. Did you know God's looking for people today like Elijah? He's looking for men and women that you can be an example to people, and people can see your life and know that God is real because they see your life. I remember when I worked in Birmingham, I used to have things happen all the time when I worked with guys. And, you know, y'all have heard me tell the story about when I prayed for it not to rain on the job, and then we got to the job and there was no rain out there on the job, and it was rain up the road and rain down the road, and there was a line drawn on the ground right by the job, and it was dry on this side and raining on this side. You see, those guys out there, that impressed something in their life that forever changed. I've seen a guy that worked out there with us 10 years later. It might have even been longer than that. It was a few years ago when I seen him. And I'd been quit at that time for about 15 years. He said, "Brad," he said, "every day somebody brings your name up." I said, "What?" I said, "I've been quit for 15 years. And he said, "I don't care." He said, "Every day they bring it up." He said, "It ain't always good." but see, I made an impression on them because that I was living by faith and walking by faith in God and trying to do what was right in God's sight. But the thing of it is, without faith, it will not happen. You know, if it, how many knows just religion? You say, well, God sees me doing good, so God ought to do good stuff for me because I'm doing good. It's not like that. Just because you do good don't mean things is going to automatically be good for you. How many knows that you can be doing something good, but it may not be what God wants you to do? You might even be helping somebody, but it may not be that God wants you to help that person. You know, that's why it's so important to obey what God's Word says. What God is speaking to you, when you hear the voice of God and you obey it, you'll see something happen. These are some things about faith. Faith will cause you to overcome sin and trouble. Faith causes you to overcome the world. Faith causes all things to be possible. Faith makes God heal. I mean, faith causes God to heal you. Faith causes you to do great exploits. Faith will guide you. Faith will cause you to receive miracles if you yield to it. Faith will produce a right spirit. Did you know that when you are in a right spirit, you're going to be in a spirit of faith? When you start getting in a negative, pessimistic attitude, you're not in faith. I'm telling you. When you're judgmental and mean, you're not in a right spirit. It's not faith. And the Bible says, faith worketh by love. Did you know that when you're walking in the love of God, it's easy for faith to work in your life? But when you get away from love, you get away from faith. Faith is actually energized by love. And so whenever you get away from that, you're always going to go downhill. I remember several years ago when I've told this story too, so I'm not going to tell the whole thing, but the night that I was backslidden on God, and I had overdosed, I'd done some drugs in my car, and I was laying there, and I started seeing my life flash before my eyes. And I saw how that when I lived for God, that my life was blessed, and when I seen when I turned away from God, how that my life and sin had taken me down. And I never had been able to put two and two together, but that night it was like I could see it so clearly. That my problem was sin. And then the Spirit of God, I said, Lord, I'm sorry for the way I've been living. I thought I was dying, actually. And I was just saying, I said, Lord, I'm sorry for the way I've been living. And all at once, the Spirit of God came on me in that car. And I started feeling the Lord inside of my belly. And it just began to fill me up. And it just filled my whole body up. And it started coming up here. And it went out this arm. And it went out this arm. And it came up to my throat. And it felt like something was coming out. And I didn't know what it was. And it was just the deep belly groans begin to come out of me. And I remember my hands were just like, felt like 10,000 volts of electricity going through them. And when this happened to me, all at once, I realized that the answer that I needed was faith in God. All at once, I realized that faith in God was the answer to all things. All at once, I mean, I even said that night, I said, I want to get on top of the biggest mountain in the world and scream it out to the world that faith in you ain't got no problem. All you need is faith in God. And I'd never heard of R.W. Schambach. And he used to say that all the time. He'd say, you ain't got no problem. All you need is faith in God. And so I had a revelation of it that night. And the love of God came to me that night in that car. And I felt his love so strong. And it was like an unconditional love. And it was like, even though I had done wrong for 4 years, it was like he wasn't throwing it up in my face. He just wanted me to come back to it. And then whenever I did that, but I remembered faith was so strong that night. It was so powerful because in my heart I had turned to God. I had yielded to his Spirit. And he had filled me up with the Holy Ghost. And I walked inside with a friend of mine that had come out. And he was like, Brad, he said, what's wrong with you? I said, Stan, I'm going back to church. And I said, you can go with me. He said, who have you seen out here? And I said, I'm going to church, Sonny. And I said, you can go with me. He said, come on inside. Everybody's going to flip out when they see you. And I didn't know what I looked like. I'd been throwing up and everything else. You know, I didn't know what he was talking about. But he told me later on that I had this glow on my face, that I was just glowing out there in the car, because I'd went to his house a couple years later, and I was talking to him. I said, Stan, what did you see that night? I said, what did I look like? And he looked at me with this solemn look on his face. He said, just like you do right now. And so, anyways, I walked inside with him, and when I went inside, there's all these dope heads in there, and they're all standing there in a line. Well, actually, kind of like a circle around me. And I started telling them, I said, you ain't got no problem. All you need is faith in God. I said, give me y'all's drugs. I'm going to throw them away. And they just dropped their head and looked at me, you know, just kind of looked at the ground. And then this demon-possessed guy over here, he looks up at me and he says, Brad, he said, you just flipping out. That's all that's wrong with you. And I just looked at him like that and I said, Ronald, I said, you know better. And when I said that, the boy, his whole body started shaking, jerking like this. And he started taking his leg, and he was trying to pull his leg up over his head like this and sitting in a chair. And it was like God was looking out of my eyes and the devil was looking out of his eyes. I mean, but the thing of it was real. I mean, it was God. But the thing I got out of that night was faith in God was a key to overcoming everything in this life. Faith in God. It was like a road to Damascus experience for me. I mean, when this happened to me, it was later on, I even prayed and I said, Lord, why did that happen to me? I was sitting out on my back porch. I said, Lord, why did this happen to me? Why did I have that experience? And when I was sitting there, he said, go in the house and open your Bible. I went in the house and opened my Bible, and it fell open to Paul on the road to Damascus. And he said, for this reason I appeared unto thee, to make thee a witness of what I've showed you. And he said, to teach people to receive their inheritance by faith. I mean, it just fell open. And me saying, Lord, why did you appear to me that night? He said, for this purpose I appeared to thee. And so it was like a mandate to me. It was like God said, this is what I want you to tell people. I want you to show people this is the answer to life. This is how you walk with God, is by faith. When you get away from faith, you get away from God. Glory to God. How many loves the Lord tonight? Glory to God. Let's bow our heads tonight.